Hi, this is Dave. I want to talk about unleashing creativity in your business. In the very few moments of creation when God instituted businesses, He designed business to be the place where mankind unleashed His inherent creativity. Let's look. Genesis 1:15. The Lord God took the man, put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Quote, unquote. Note that at the very beginning, God presented Adam with his lifetime occupation. That was to keep and work the garden. That's going to occupy Adam for his lifetime. In so doing, he set the precedent for all of Adam's progeny. Not only would Adam be expected to keep and work the garden, but so would all of his children, and that includes you and me. Work, and by extension, business, was created in this moment and established by God as mankind's fundamental occupation. Before Eve, before family, before scripture, before prophets, before preachers and churches, God created work and business. Your business is a direct descendant of this seminal moment of creation. Now, having given Adam that charge that will occupy mankind for every succeeding generation, he then charges Adam with the first task within that lifetime occupation, name the animals. Now, what sounds like a very simple task is really a precedent-setting moment with implications for all mankind. The task that God gave Adam required Adam to add a layer of sophistication and organization to the raw materials, creation, by exercising his creativity. Prior to Adam completing his job, he could not have a conversation about the animals with God because there were no words. Adam created the names for the animals, and that language added a higher level of organization to God's creation. Now, God and Adam could use the results of Adam's creativity, names, words, to talk about the animals. Mankind's, quote, working the garden had just become a bit more organized and a bit more sophisticated. Now, this first job that God gave to Adam set the pattern for every generation to follow. Over and over throughout the Bible, we see examples of God repeating the pattern in his interactions with mankind. God assigns a task that requires that person to exercise his or her creativity in order to implement a higher order of organization to the base of creation. Think of Noah building the ark, Abraham building what was probably the largest business in the Bible. Think of Joseph administering the national grain storing project for Pharaoh's business. Think of Moses guiding the Hebrews to the promised land. Think of Bezalel creating the furnishings for the temple. Think of David creating a higher order of organization as he consolidated Israel. Think of Paul's outreach to the Gentiles. You know, these are just a few of the more recognized examples of this pattern repeating itself. So we have this understanding. God gave mankind the charge to use its creativity to create a continually evolving layer of sophistication to God's creation. Work, and by extension, business, is to be the primary venue for that effort. Additionally, God will assign specific tasks to individuals within the umbrella of that greater charge. So what does all that have to do with you and your work and your business? Well, several things. First, business is far more important to God than our popular culture acknowledges. Our Western Christian culture puts forth the idea that business is a second-class occupation that serves primarily to fund the religious establishment. God sees business as the priority of mankind, created before Eve, before family, before prophets, before scripture, and certainly long before churches. The majority of folks within the Christian culture are misguided. Misguided. Work and business is where God first interacted with mankind and continues to be the venue in which God relates to mankind. Second, your work and your business are assignments from God. There's a reason why you do what you do for a living and have the business that you have. Just like God gave the first man the task to name the animals and gave more specific tasks to every generation since, he's given you the specific task in which you find yourself engaged. Third, God expects you, both personally as well as organizationally, to exercise your creativity to create a higher level of organization and sophistication within the sphere of influence in which you find yourself. Now, what are some of the implications of that? Well, a change in mindset can be like a mountain stream which bubbles up out of a deeper source and spreads over the landscape, nurtures all sorts of new life. That's what we're talking about. What would happen in your career, in your business, if you were to begin to see it as a divine appointment? What would happen if you understood your basic challenge is to exercise your creativity to create a beneficial higher order of sophistication? Would your relationship with your employees be different? Would your view of your customers and suppliers take on a new perspective? Would your decisions about reinvesting your cash flow be different? Would your business be transformed? Would you impact the world in a greater and more intense way than ever before? Would you be fulfilling God's purpose for your life and your business? Well, to unleash the power and impact of your business, realize that it is the current manifestation of the pattern that God created in the first days of creation, that part of its purpose is to be a venue for the unleashing of man's creative powers to work and keep creation. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Dave Kale. I just want to take a second and encourage you to expand your thinking and invest less than lunch in The Good Book on Business. That's my 13th book, and it's the one that I am the most excited about. I did a lot of research, and I discovered things about what the Bible has to say about business that you are never going to read and never going to hear anyplace else. I've been a Christian for over 50 years, and I have never, ever heard some of the truths that I discovered in the Bible about business. If you are committed to your business and your career, and if you think that there is even the slightest possibility that God has something in mind for that business and that career, then you need to read The Good Book on Business. Your views about business and your career will never be the same. The Good Book on Business. Just go to www.thegoodbookonbusiness. It's less than lunch. Come on. Okay? Bye-bye.